Wonderful day, and thanks for being our lucky winner this morning. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Classic Hits 4CH. Some special guests in the studio this morning, and probably a little bit younger than most of the guests that we have here in the studio at 4CA. Three young locals. I've got Elliot, Corey, and Jess, 11-year-olds from town. Good morning, you three. How are you guys?
Good.
Nice to have you along. Now, you guys are a good example of the brand new generation. You guys have created an app. Now, let's talk firstly about an app. I thought it might have been a type of insect, but it's not. Tell me what an app actually is.
Okay, so an app is basically something you can get on a smartphone or like a handheld device like your phone or an iPad or something, and it just is like a game.
It's not just a game, though. It's also something that you can use for various things. I guess a lot of adults would have apps on their phone to do various things. Maybe they do their internet banking, lots and lots of different stuff. It's quite amazing what you've managed to do, even though it is more related to what Elliot's just told me. It's about a kind of like a game or a playing thing. Elliot, let's talk to you. You designed this app. Tell us a little bit more about your app.
Yep, so you can download it on your phone and you hold it up and you go to the camera and record someone kicking a ball.
Yeah.
And then it shows how fast you kicked it, like in kilometres per hour or miles per hour.
So is it like a chronograph?
I guess, sort of.
Yeah. Now, that's it sounds like such a simple thing, but I believe the technology has not been very good in the past, and often it was very difficult to get one that would work properly. I believe you guys, as far as accuracy is concerned, you've done remarkably well.
Yeah, thank you.
That's the thing that you're looking for, is finding a gap in the market. Is that what you've basically found there?
Yeah, so we're trying to make it, because there's a lot of other apps out there like that, but they're not very accurate at all, and so we're just trying to make ours much better and more useful. So,
in nice loud voices, tell me, what's the actual name of this app?
Power Shot App.
Power Shot App. Okay, let's talk to Jess. Now, Jess, you guys, not only have you created the app, you've also created a challenge that will get people involved.
Well, it would be good to see lots of my friends using it and bring in some competition with others.
Bit of a challenge. And I think that's one of the other aspects of what you guys have done, which is really good. Now, we've got to mention Hamish as well. He's another part of the group.
Yeah.
Quickly tell me how you guys all got together. Let's go back to Corey.
Well, we were at a startup and innovation weekend with Elliot, I, and Hamish. Elliot and I knew each other really well, but we didn't really know Hamish that well.
Mm-hmm.
And we all, as you can say, pitched an idea. And basically, we all did one, and Hamish's and I's didn't work, but Elliot's worked, and we just said tag along and see how it works.
Wow. You must have been pretty happy to have that happen for you, Elliot.
Yeah, I was really excited when that happened.
And you guys have also been involved with some crowdfunding to help you, you know, along with this app to make it work. And I believe that 2/3 of the crowdfunding doesn't work. But you guys, you were amongst the lucky 1/3 that you've managed to get your goal. How much money have you got together so far, Elliot?
Well, we were hoping to raise $5,000 and we got over $5,000.
Wow.
So that's really good. That's a really good accomplishment.
Do you think somebody might crowdfund me?
I don't know.
Do you think I'd probably end up part of that 2/3 that'd miss out?
It depends.
I think so. I think I would, actually. I've got nothing like what you guys to offer. Jess, with you, is this the type of thing that you'd like to be, apart from working with the boys, maybe computers, technology? Is that one of the areas that you might be interested in when you get to a school leaving age?
Yes, because I'm really interested in sport and technology.
So that's a great combination for you as well. And look, quickly, before we wrap up, what's it like dealing with the boys? You're the one girl. You're the rose between three thorns. Do you keep them in line?
Well, that's more a question to ask the boys, but they are very naughty sometimes. They might go off track.
I'm sure you're all very dedicated. Look, I think you guys are a great example of the younger generation. Because I'll be honest with you, for some of us older generation, sometimes we scratch our head with the younger generation and think, what's going to happen here? But you guys, I think, are a great example of the future. It's good that you're working together. And good on you as well, Jess, for keeping up these lads in line. For people that want to go and check out some more, find out some more, and actually maybe get it for their phone, maybe play with it with some of their friends, maybe give it to the grandkids as as well. Where can they actually find it, Elliot?
You soon will be able to download it on the App Store, but for now, to keep you updated, you can go to our website called www.powershotapp.com, or you can go to our Facebook page, which is called PowerShot App.
Elliot, Corey and Jess, wonderful. Say g'day to Hamish for us, and thank you so much for coming in and having a chat to us this morning. Good luck. We're going to keep track of you, and hopefully you might be able to help me with some crowdfunding in due course. I'll come to you for a loan. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
My Generation with Jonesy and Amanda.